Dr. Maranchi, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for your invite.
No problem. So, how do modern radical ideologies develop and spread globally? Just a small question to start off with.
It's actually a big question.
Yeah.
Well, we have to understand two main points. Radical ideas, or ideas that are brought to the extreme, has always existed, right? It's not something new in humanity. It's something we had probably since we start to think as humans. The issue is that is how the idea spread. And of course, there is more formal communication, the more you have the idea spreading. And in a time like our own time, system of global communication have become so common. And so, you know, just your mobile phone, and we are all connected all the time, that actually facilitate the spreading of very radical ideas.
And are you concerned about this greater exposure or public visibility of attacks? You know, we've had the New Zealand Christchurch attacks all over Facebook recently, with the live streaming, the Sri Lankan attacks over the TV. You know, how does this influence youth?
Yeah, the issue is about emotions, right? So we as humans react to our environment, and we react emotions. So the fact that we are bombed literally continuously by informations in a way that we are not being used before, it creates an increased state of continual emotions that reduce the capacity to reflect on what you read and what you see. So mainly, in particular, young people have a higher reactions to with emotions. People are continuously stimulated by what they see, and there is no real time to think about. If you think before, there was newspapers, and or you know, you had to listen to radio, but news arrived much slower. Today, the rate of information is incredibly fast, so people might react with these emotions, and then of course, it's very easy to form groups. They become a kind of, you know, emotion linked to the idea of in-group, out-group, antagonism, and that creates much more conflict than what we have seen before.
So emotion is a pretty strong factor in you know, making Westerners vulnerable to radicalization. What would you say are the other factors that kind of you know, influence someone to move across to the other side of the world and maybe adopt some violent, you know, terrorist acts?
Well, the other thing is how we start to see politics. Unfortunately, after the Second World War, the idea of civilization and the idea of civilizing other, the idea my culture is much better than the culture of the other, the demonization process has come back. Unfortunately, we can see this one in different aspects. We cannot speak only about Islamic terrorism, but we see we have right-wing form of terrorism, we have left wing form of radicalization, even just not in the field of religion. But the issue is that we are start to forget about that we are all humans. You know, after the Second World War, there was this shock, the shock of the Holocaust, of the shock of how many people died. And so for a bit of a time, we kind of try to have a new rhetoric of what means to be human. Society have to deal with multiculturalism and so on. Today, unfortunately, nationalism, divisions, demonizations of others start to be a very common factor. Mass media spread these kind of ideas, and more we get this perception that one group feels to be more human than another group. And so, yeah, that is something that worries me a lot. Because there is this dehumanization where people focus mainly on what you are culturally, what you are as object, but not what you are as subject, as a person, as individual.
It's very timely indeed with the election over the weekend, you know, and the very divisive election. How can we work to prevent this and change people's ideas of, you know, what is human and to relate to each other on a humane level?
Honestly, education. But not the education we have now in our schools. Our education, even university, is moving more and more on having skills and having concepts, be able to apply the right skill. and there is less and less a concentration on understanding human as, you know, part of a philosophy, part of a humanistic understanding of life. So if we don't change our education towards a more compassion and more empathic system of connecting to each other, divisions will continue. And your point about politics is quite clear. Politics is becoming very personal. Well, we've seen the quite shocking advertisement that was with Tony Abbott and stuff like that, and other things were said about the Bill Shorten mother, and it's becoming personalized. The attack goes to the person. It's not a discussion anymore of an idea. It's a discussion of transforming a person in an object. And then when you see a person as an object, it's much easier to destroy your attack.
Right.
So empathy, education to empathy, since children at school will be very important.
Completely. I completely agree. Dr. Marinci, thank you so much for your time on the show
today. No problem.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.